Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight is step 4, compassion. We are still talking about compassion, and it is still needed. Tonight we are talking about intuition and how our plays with compassion. And I am Kelly Fox, and I am happy to introduce my beautiful co-host, the other half of Fearless Generations, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I am doing fine. It was such a beautiful day today. It felt almost like springtime, and it just gave me lots of energy.
Yeah, it should not feel like springtime in January.
I know, but it did.
That's California.
Yeah, I know.
We're excited. Yeah, we're excited to be here and to be talking about compassion and intuition, and we are doing that with our lovely co-host, Sharon Karen. How are you doing tonight?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. And also thank you, Kelly and Terry, for having me tonight. I'm really happy and grateful to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you. And we would love for you to introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us what it is that you do and who it is that you help.
Thank you. Yes. I am a spiritual intuitive speaker and coach. And what I do is I help serve my clients' connection with the infinite, which we're going to be talking about intuition. And that enters into this really, really well. I help women in transition, perhaps women that have lost a husband, a child, women that are retiring, or looking for a change of career, all of those different life-changing things that seem to be happening to so many of us right at this time. So that's what I do is support my clients in that way and really connecting to who they truly are on the soul level.
Yeah, that sounds like very important and fulfilling work.
Yes, yes. It's all about understanding how connected we are to everything. We are connected to everything, and in the infinite, which is in the spirit world, all of that is connected, and we are all part of that. And that's where our real power is when we connect to that deepest part of ourselves, which is our soul. So that's mm-hmm. what I help people get in touch with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love all of that. We definitely existed before we came. We exist now and we will exist in the future. And I think that when we can truly connect with who we really are, that does empower us to do so much more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think so many people are having a difficult time right now. It's because they feel disconnected, and that we're never disconnected, but sometimes we forget. So it's just
Absolutely.
About remembering who we are, and that we always have that connection to Gaia, the Mother Earth, connection to all that is in the spirit world. You know, our creator source, you know, we didn't create our bodies and we don't even breathe ourselves. And so who's doing all of that? You know, that's what I like to remind people about. And then women particularly can really step into their power when they understand that that's always there for them. And how we reach that, of course, is through intuition.
Yeah. So let's talk more about compassion and how it plays into intuition. So first, give us your definition of what compassion is.
Well, the kind of the regular definition is, or what does it mean to have compassion, is like compassion, the meaning of compassion is to recognize the suffering of others and then to take action to help. And compassion embodies a tangible expression of love for those who are suffering. So what compassion is for me, and I like to explain it this way, is loving kindness and compassion as the Dalai Lama and the Mother Teresa. These are people that actually walked the planet that held that loving kindness, compassion in their hearts. And we were able to see them, and we were able to see what it looks like to come from and to hold that loving kindness and compassion energy.
Okay. All right. I like that definition. How, though, would you put that towards yourself, having compassion for yourself?
Well, what I can share with all of you is, of course, whatever we don't hold inside of ourselves, we can't give to anyone else. So It really isn't an inside job. And we can look outside of ourselves, but it's not out there. It really, that's a great question, Kelly, because we can't do for someone else what we don't hold inside of us. So that compassion, that being kind to ourselves, that loving ourselves first, that is where that comes from. And we gain that when we kind of embrace that spiritual part of ourselves. And then, of course, you know, the Dalai Lama and the Mother Teresa, they're just, perfect models to show us that. And then, of course, it's about living from our heart space. And when we live from our heart space, remember that there's only really two emotions. One is love and one is fear. Love is very expansive. And fear is contractive. So all we have to know is how we're feeling. It's as simple, and we can turn that on a dime just by the way that we feel, just by noticing what we're noticing and how we're feeling in our body. And so that's what I love to share with people, because that's kind of a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love how you talk about love and fear, because I feel like when you take emotion down to its simplest form, that's really what it comes down to. And I feel like love represents my higher power, which is my Heavenly Father and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And fear represents the opposite of them. So, you know, whatever you want to call that, if you want to call it Satan or the devil or whatever, the opposite of my higher power. And, so it's either one or the other. It comes down to being motivated or from one or the other. So I love that you shared that. Terry, what are you hearing, and what can you add to the conversation right now?
Yeah, I love what was said. I too believe that it comes down, and you can call it whatever name you want to call it, darkness and light. And I think one of our responsibilities on the earth is to be light. And for me, that light comes from Christ. And so to be the light of the world is to have compassion for yourself first. It's pretty clear in my life, in the scriptures, we're to love God, and then we're to love others as we love ourselves. And just like Sharon said, without loving ourselves, we can't love other people authentically. And it took me a while in my life to learn that. I kind of loved and served out of a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility. If I was a mom, then I better love my children. If I was a teacher, I better love my career. And yet I didn't love myself. And so although I felt I had compassion for others, I don't think I really did because I had no compassion for myself. So I think I love that Sharon said we have to love ourselves. We can't do anything outside of ourselves that we don't have inside of ourselves. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And so when we talk about intuition and living the life that our soul intended us to live, I think that involves us having compassion for ourselves in order to access what is our true nature, who are we really, and how are we connected to every other human being on the planet. And I believe right now in our society, if we could have compassion for ourselves and others, if we could see that others are more like us than different than we are, could understand, as Mother Teresa and the Dalai Lama and Martin Luther King and many other people that actually lived the language that they spoke of love, our nation could be healed. Our country could be healed. And that would be a way for us to be united around, I think, the purpose that we came here for was to love one another and to live in peace and unity and harmony. And so we can either be the light that shines that to others and for ourselves, or we can be darkness and we can shine the opposite, you know, just not even shine at all, but just be dark and fearful and unkind and have no compassion for others. And that, I think, as you said as well, Kelly, that we've come down to understanding there are two choices. It's either to love or it's to fear, and it's either to be light or to be dark. And right now, I think that's one of the choices that as humanity we are making, and it's playing out before our eyes right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. If we think about energy, when we think about everything as energy, and we just focus on the energetic frequency, love is the highest frequency here on the planet. And it vibrates at like 540 megahertz. And that's on actually comes from the map of the scale, the map of consciousness by David R. Hawkins. And he actually did a map which has, you know, the different levels. And that is what we aspire, all of us here in the physical, we aspire to that 540 megahertz frequency. That is the high frequency. And from there, there's the infinite possibilities. And then we can help lots of people around us. Where we think of fear is about the lowest frequency there is. And that's why people are suffering. So if you just think about the energy, so that's how we can make a quick decision. It's like, okay, you know, we might get afraid or we might have something in the moment, but then we notice it, boom, no, what would I love, what would I love, what would I love? And that just turns the energetic frequency very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think another way we talk about that in Fearless Living is we talk about the difference between fear and freedom as well. So you can talk about love being an expression of freedom, freedom
totally.
From fear, right? And
totally.
Yeah, so that's one of the things we really encourage our clients is that when they recognize that they're fearful, that they have strategies and awareness and a willingness to use proactive behaviors at that moment so that they can choose to be free from the fear. And I think that's one of the powerful, that empowers people to have, you know, this is what I can do. And I think probably the one that everybody uses the most is take a deep breath, right? Just stop and take a deep breath. Yeah. And then it becomes an individual choice for people. What is it that empowers you? What is it that is proactive for you? For some people, it's going out and taking a walk. For some people, it's saying a prayer. For some people, it's meditating. For some people, it's baking a cake. You know, whatever it is that mm-hmm. that takes you out of fear into freedom or into that energetic sphere of love, you know, love for yourself. And so it's everything that we're kind of bringing out is really up to each of us to make choices of how we can, because it's not always easy to come out of fear, you know. It's because it's ingrained in us. We're taught it from the time we're young. And so that's what I love about coaching, is you can help people because it's inside of them. It's in their soul. It's embedded within them, how they can have proactive behaviors that will take them out of fear and get them into freedom or love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thinking different thoughts, thinking
mm-hmm.
new thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all taught fear from a young age, and some of it is taught to us with very good intentions, and some of it is by experiences or things going not our way, right? But we're all given the light of Christ. And so we have available to us access to light and to the purest light within all of us. And if pausing and taking a deep breath helps you connect with that, if walking, you know, like Terry would say, taking a walk, baking a cake, you know, taking a shower, you know, singing a song, dancing around in your kitchen, whatever it is that helps you connect with that light or connect or ground, you know, whichever way that you visualize it or you see it, you know, can support you to shift from fear to freedom or fear to love or, you know, darkness to light. And it's, I think the empowering aspect of that is when you know that you have the power to do it. I think a lot of people have a tendency to feel like they have no choice or they don't have the power over that. And we do. And that is the amazing thing. And that's part of the message in which all of us share, is that we do have the power to create the life that we want to live. We do have the power to shift. We do have the power to connect. We do have the power to have compassion for ourselves and for others. And we can access that through intention, through intuition. And for me, intuition is trusting myself to know the difference between fear and freedom, to be able to discern between, you know, something that is expansive, like Sharon was saying, something expansive or something constrictive. Because sometimes we don't know the difference. Sometimes we're so wrapped up in it, we can't tell whether it's a voice that's asking us to, you know, to be safe, or if it's a voice that's telling us that we're not enough. And
yeah,
when you can really listen and know the difference between those voices, we can trust our intuition. We can trust ourselves. We can trust our higher power to be guiding us and leading us in the way that will get us to where we need to be, that will help us to fulfill our purpose and our mission, that will help us to become the people that we want to become, and also then help others become the people they are to become.
Absolutely. The intuition that comes from the infinite part of ourselves, and we all have it, and that's the all-knowing part, and that's the all-knowing part of you that has all the answers. And I like to call it the still small voice, and that's always calm and soft. And so you'll hear it when you get quiet. It's never loud, but it will be calming and comforting, like a calm confidence. That's a good way to kind of decide whether, okay, is that from my mental body, you know, that's telling me, you know, be careful because you're going to get killed or whatever that is, or our intuition that speaks in a much softer, more loving way. And then we have to kind of get quiet, I think, to listen to it. And so we, of course, we practice doing that. And then, of course, our mental body or the conscious thinking mind would be a much, much different sound from how, you know, how the infinite, our infinite side, the intuition will sound. And of course, in the mental body, it's basically the fear-based sorts of feelings and sounds, and it's very contractive. So when we pay attention, you know, to the emotions and feelings, you know, we can also discern, you know, like who might be speaking to us and how they might be doing that and how we feel when we hear it. There's a tool that I love to use and which really helps us to trust our intuition. It's using the pendulum, which is a divination tool. And that works through each of our connections, you know, to the infinite side of ourselves and through our physical body's nervous system and then through the galvanic skin response. So the yes and no questions that we ask, and then we can actually listen to the still small voice, and then the pendulum swings either, you know, for a yes or for a no, and then we can start trusting that. I have found that learning to use a pendulum just brings that other part up front and helps us to just start trusting the answers that we get, because we do all have all the answers when we listen.
Yes. Yes, I truly do believe that all of the answers are within us. And
yep.
We can choose to be willing to ask the questions and listen for the answer.
Yes, absolutely. And that is the infinite intelligence. So we're all connected. Everyone's connected to the infinite intelligence. And that's what's always happening. You know, people are saying, oh, my gosh, these terrible things that are happening now. Well, we kind of have to step back and understand that we don't know everything and why everything is happening right now, because we have to trust that there's always the infinite intelligence that knows probably a lot more than we know at, you know, at this time. There's a bigger picture, basically. Yeah.
That's the kind of the concept that, you know, in good times, can we still trust that everything has a purpose and everything is for our good?
Yes, and I believe that gives us a lot of power to really trust in that there is something. You know, like I said, we don't create these bodies and we don't even breathe ourselves. So who's doing that? You know, there's something more than what meets our five senses, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Terry, we're getting close on time to start wrapping up. Is there something that you would like to close with?
Well, I just think really something important that both of you touched on was the capacity to discern between the still small voice, fear, because it can talk to you in a small voice as well, and the still small voice of freedom. And I think that's trusting our intuition, trusting our feelings. And then having, to me, it's trust and faith are very similar in what they mean to me. Having faith and stepping out and seeing the possibilities of how we live our life, and having, as we discern that still small voice and we follow and listen and do what that small voice asks of us or directs us to, we gain even more confidence and more trust and more faith. Because sometimes the still small voice will tell me something and I don't follow through. It'll tell me to call someone. It'll tell me to try this. It'll tell me to, you know, contact this person because they, you know, whether they need me or what. And if I, the more I follow the still small voice, the more confidence and trust I have in my soul and in that connection to my spirituality and that discernment of that small, that still small voice. So I think it's the action of listening and then doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sharon, thank you so much for being here. We want to definitely give you a moment to share your contact information or whatever you would like to with our listeners right now before we completely run out of time. So go for it.
Okay. For anyone who would like to take my online pendulum course, I would love for you to contact me and then, of course, mention the name of the podcast tonight, and then I will give you a code to use for the pendulum workshop that I have online complimentary. And like I said, pendulum is the best way to begin connecting with your intuition and trusting and listening and doing action. Just as Terry said, nothing happens without action. So the way you would get in contact me, in contact with me is I do have a cell phone, 650-922-7951. Or also go to my website, that's www. And my name, first and last, it's Sharon Caron, SharonCaren.com. And either way, you can leave me a message, either phone, text, or via my website. And I would love, love, love to give you my online pendulum workshop if you would love that.
Yeah,
how generous.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And we love being able to give our listeners great tools to support them in moving forward. So we really appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. It's my favorite thing. So I love to share it.
Great. We thank you again for being here. And we want to remind the listeners that the 12 steps to freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of Fearless Living Institute. If you would like to know more about the Fearless Living Institute, you can go check them out at fearlessliving.org. You can always find Terry and I at fearlessgenerations.org or Fearless Generations on Instagram and LinkedIn. We would love to connect with you. We have a workshop coming up January 27th from 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific time, and we would love to have you there. It's a free one-hour sneak peek into our workshop called Change Your Life, and if that sounds like something you'd like to do going into this new year, we would definitely love to support you in that. We also have lots of other things going on, so go on over to FearlessGenerations.org and check it all out. Also, this is just one episode, if you're new tonight, one episode of six in a few months, years of episodes. So there's plenty there on the website as well for you to listen to if you are just addicted to our voices. And we would love for you to do so. So, until next time, which will be next Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific, we wish you an awesome week and ask you to be fearless. See you later, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you so much. Sweet dreams.